during the interrogations. I felt that they wanted to deter the entire Arab sector, the Palestinian society, at the expense of my life. It really happened like this, and it continues to this day.
אחרי הרבה הרבה דיונים שאני ביקשתי הקלה ממעצר בית, שיקלו עליי, שיעבירו אותי מקריית אונו לכאן, כל הרבה הרבה פעמים שסרבו, אבל בסוף ביולי...
After many discussions regarding my request for reliefs to be transferred from the house arrest in Kiryat Ono to my parents' home, they often refused. But at the end of July 2016, they accepted my appeal and I could stay under the same conditions by transfer to my parents' home in Rene. I returned to house arrest and under the same harsh conditions, but they gave me 6 hours of ventilation a week. Yes, they gave me a gift. This is the achievement of the state prosecutor's office, awarding me 6 hours a week outdoors. I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, between 5 to 7, 2 hours. I would wait for the electronic shackle to open a window and I would leave and come back in time.
כל עוד שהיה אזיק אלקטרוני ברגל שלי, הייתי מרגישה שיש גבר שאונס אותי. שיש משהו שמשתלט על חיי בכל דבר בחיי, או איתי, אפילו בדברים הפרטיים הכי פרטיים שלי.
As long as I had an electronic shackle, I had to return at the designated time. As long as there was an electronic shackle on my leg, I would feel that there was a man who raped me, having something that took over everything in my life. He's with me, even in my most private things. When I get into the bathroom, he's with me. When I'm in the shower, he's with me. When I sleep, he's with me. I felt that something was sticking to me, and I did not want it. It's like a real rape. All the time I felt there was an electronic shackle. Every minute I go through with an electronic shackle, I go through a new rape. It was very hard for me to accept this electronic shackle.
אני נשארתי במעצר בית עד ליולי 2018. עד שגזרו עליי 5 חודשים מאסר בפועל, אני הפכתי להיות לא מסוכנת פתאום. זה היה הכי אבסורדי, הכי מצחיק בשבילי, אני לא יודעת. אני לא יודעת מה להגיד על זה.
Under house arrest until July 31st, 2018, until the verdict, until I was sentenced to 5 months in prison. I suddenly became a non-dangerous person. That was the most absurd thing for me. Throughout this period, I have been in 57 discussions for 3 years, and most of the discussions were about house arrest, relief. On the day of the verdict, the judge said that she was canceling the house arrest. So suddenly, I celebrate that I'm not dangerous now. On Wednesday, August 8th, I'm scheduled to enter the prison, and between July 31st and August 8th, I'm not dangerous. And I could walk around in the country, no problem. Now I'm not dangerous, that's it. This is to continue the show. In the show, one needs to laugh, so this is the funniest episode in the show. It's funny and painful as well. I have not heard anything from female Palestinian poets directly. They were all really scared. They were really scared. I can understand the Arab sector.
אפילו החברות שלי, החברות הכי קרובות אליי, הם נטשו אותי. הם עזבו אותי בגלל התביעה הזו.
Not only they, even my closest friends have abandoned me. They left me because of this lawsuit. I do not justify them. It is very painful and makes it difficult for me, but I can understand that they were afraid. That's what the occupation and the regime wanted to cause. Unfortunately, it succeeded. In a certain period, it worked, until the last sentence in which Palestinian support became strong again. got a lot of calls. If I walked down the street, they would hug me, say they're proud, they're with me, but they can't say that. They even asked for forgiveness. I felt that I might have been unjustly angry at them and that I might have been a bit cruel to them. But I was very distressed too, so I felt I might have given them strength after struggling for 3 years. I repeatedly said that I would not stop writing. I would write and I would continue and continue and continue. Maybe it gave them some strength too. A few friends came back and called after the verdict. It was exciting.
אבל מה שהיה בשבילי מרגש מאוד ומעניין מאוד, הקשר שנבנה איתי עם המשוררות וסופרות ואקטיביסטים ואקטיביסטיות ישראליות וגם בחו"ל. אני בניתי חברות מאוד 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 יפה, מאוד רגישה.
What was exciting and very interesting for me was the connection I had with female Israeli poets and writers and activists also abroad. I built some very beautiful and sensitive friendships. Now we are here. Now we are very good and close friends. Although I went through a lawsuit and very difficult time, I came to the point where I say thank you to the government for the lawsuit because I met with real friends, men and women. If I had not had a lawsuit, I would not have met them all. So that was my real prize. Now I have a pool of human friendships that I want for my whole life, and I like and love them all, everyone, everyone, abroad and in Israel. I got very attached to them.
אני מאוד מאוד, אני לא אופטימית. אני חושבת שאנחנו הולכים למקום, אם זה יתמשך ככה, עם החוקים, עם כל זה, מה שקורה, עם חוק הלאום הזה, עם המשיכת הכיבוש, עם המשיכת הדיכוי של הפלסטינים, אפילו לפלסטינים שיש להם אזרחות ישראלית, אני מתכוונת לנו. זה הולך להיות גיהנום.
The truth is that I'm very, very not optimistic. If it will continue this way, with this nationality law, with the continuation of the occupation, with the continuation of the oppression of Palestinians, Palestinians who have Israeli citizenship, I mean us, this is going to be hell, unfortunately. I have no hope. I hope I am wrong, but feel that things are getting worse and worse, even though we poets are trying to change things. Unfortunately, the extreme right controls this country, and it's going to get more and more crazy. I don't know. When I sit alone, I think, what do they want? Why should not there be one state for us all? We can live, very simple. The place can accept us all. I have no problem. I sit with you, you sit with me. Do you have a problem with me? Have I a problem with you? I hope that we, the artists, will bring a change. Politics break all the effort of art. The current politicians, I do not know what they want. Do they want continuous war, blood, all the time, to make money? Yes, maybe. What interests them is money. Netanyahu wants more money. He has a lot now. I'm trying to understand this world. The problem continues as long as the occupation continues. As long as there is one people suffering from another people, there's a serious problem. The only solution is to end the occupation. Destroy the wall, the fence. Let people go to the beach. Very simple. It's the right of a person to work in a place. They should let us enter any place in our country to walk without checkpoints, without searching. Let a human being be a human being.
שאלו אותי באחד הדיונים, בעדות שלי, על הסרטון. הסרטון יש לו, יש הפגנות בין פלסטינים לבין חיילים. חיילים נמצא בתוך גדה המערבית, בתוך בתים של הפלסטינים, והפלסטינים זורקים אבנים. והם אומרים שהפלסטינים הם הטרוריסטים והחיילים לא. חיילים עם נשק והם זה יורים בפלסטינים ממש בסרט בסרטון.
It's like a question I was asked in one of the hearings during my testimony about the video I created. In the video, there are Palestinian demonstrators among some soldiers. The soldiers are inside the West Bank, inside the Palestinian houses, and the Palestinians are throwing stones. And they say that the Palestinians are the terrorists and the soldiers are not. Armed soldiers fire at Palestinians in the video, and the prosecutor says that terrorism and violence comes from the Palestinians. Where is the logic? Who gave the boy to throw a stone at all? Why does he throw stones? What are you doing at his house? So from here I say, I do not know. What can we do? To rebel more? Yes, we really have to rebel. All rise up in our bodies. That's what we lack, unity, as a result of the occupation. For 70 years they have managed to separate even brothers. That's the real problem. If we want to live here in one country, in my opinion, if we really want a solution, we all stand, Jews, Arabs, Palestinians, Israelis, how everyone defines herself, I do not care. We will all stand in front of the wall.
עם רצון, באמת, שאנחנו רוצים חירות אמיתית ושוויון בין כולנו, שכולנו נעמוד. אבל הבעיה שאני קצת חוששת, אני לפעמים חשבתי משהו אחר, אולי שהם יבוא מישהו שידכה אותנו, כולנו, ממש ביחד, אנחנו נהיה מאוחדים. אין, כן.
Maybe if someone comes to oppress us all together, we'll be united. If we were all depressed, then maybe we'll be together and change.
יש משוררים יהודים שהם דיברו יותר יותר חמור ו... ואלים יותר ממני, ואף אחד לא אמר להם מילה.
In my court discussions, we brought Professor Nissim Calderon. He spoke about poetry and said that there are Jewish poets who spoke more harsh and violent than me, and no one told them a word. No one called them to a hearing even. If a Palestinian poet writes about an uprising, she will be detained in prison and then under house arrest for 3 years, and now sentenced to 5 months. This is the serious problem, the worst absurdity of the claim. I will say explicitly, the democracy here, there is a democracy but only for the Jews, just like that. And I say it honestly, and I do not care about anything. Democracy exists only for Jews. If you are a Jew, you deserve to say anything, even to burn an Arab, even to rape, even to kill, even death. You're a Jew, you can do whatever you want. Even if you kill an Arab, you get 6 months in prison and leave. That's what happens.
En mon Jérusalem, je me suis habillée de mes blessures et j'ai soufflé mes chagrins à Dieu. Et porté l'âme au creux de ma main pour une Palestine arabe. Je ne succomberai pas à la solution de paix depuis que le poison s'est propagé, tuant les fleurs de ma maison. Ne jamais baisser les drapeaux jusqu'à ce que je les expulse de ma terre. Je les aurais fait s'agenouiller dans les temps qui viennent. Résister mon peuple, résister-leur, résister au vol du colon, déchirer cette constitution honteuse qui nous a imposé dégradation et humiliation et nous décourage pour restaurer la justice. Résister-leur, mon peuple, résister-leur et suivez la caravane des martyrs. Thank you. ils ont brûlé des enfants innocents comme Adil. Ils ont tiré sur elle en public. Ils l'ont tué en plein jour. Comme pour Mohammed, ils ont arraché ses yeux, l'ont crucifié, dessinant la douleur sur un corps. Ils ont versé de la haine sur Ali, déclenché des feux, déclenché des incendies, brûlé des espoirs dans un berceau. Résister à l'attaque colonialiste, ne faites pas attention à ces agents parmi nous qui nous enchaînent avec l'illusion de la paix. N'ayez pas peur du Merkava. La vérité dans votre cœur est plus forte tant que vous résistez dans un territoire qui a vécu inlassablement à travers les attaques. Ainsi, Ali appelle depuis sa tombe. Résistez, mon peuple rebelle. Marqué sur ma dépouille. Écrivez-moi en prose dans le bois d'Agar. Ma dépouille vous a comme réponse. Résiste, mon peuple. Résiste-leur.
אני יצאתי לאור בחמישי לשישי 2010 ספר ראשון שלי שקוראים לו הפלישה האחרונה בערבית אלגזול אחיר.
On June 5th, 2010, I published my first book called The Last Invasion in Arabic. Since I started writing in my life until the date of printing the book, this was the first dream of my life. I fulfilled it this year and continue to write. And I prepared a second book of poetry in the period of 2010-15. I was supposed to publish it on December 15, but I was arrested in October 2015, and they forbade me to publish any poems or any of my writing after the arrest.
כתבתי עוד ספר שירה על תקופת המעצר שנתתי לו שם משוררת מאחורי הסירוגים.
I wrote another book of poetry about my arrest. I called it A Poet Behind the Bars. I'm still debating. Or poems written in prison. It's now ready, too. And I continue to write during the 2 months I have left in prison. And I also have a book. It's a surprise, a novel, telling about all the arrests I went through, all my memories. I gave it a name, My Dangerous Poem. It is a memoir. I write whatever I remember from my imprisonment.
ספר שנתתי לו שם, השיר שלי המסוכן. או ספר זכרונות, ממש אני, מה שאני זוכרת מהמעצר שלי, אני כתבתי אותו. منافسة قبيل المبارزة التقاطيع تحدث ضجة عنيفة الملامح مخفية وراء الأقنعة الفارس ينظر إلى الفارس وكل منهما يقول للآخر لا تؤاخذني إن قتلتك ولا يدركون أنهم إخوة. شيرا زي مدبر على المأفاق שלנו, על החיים שלנו, שאנחנו חיים בארץ הזו.
This poem talks about our struggle for our lives in this country. Since I was born, I saw that we, people, can be brothers, but constantly quarrel with each other, as if we were in a duel. This poem talks about a certain battle between two knights who fight each other, and each one tells the other, do not be angry with me when I kill you, and they are covered. Everyone covers his face with the cover of the fighting, and in the end we know that they are brothers, and they do not know that they are brothers. And that's what happens with us,
unfortunately. ובסוף כאילו אנחנו יודעים שהם אחים בכלל והם גם לא יודעים שהם אחים אבל בסוף השיר זה כאילו מדברים על לחימה של אחים והם לא יודעים שהם אחים וזה מה שקורה איתנו לצערי אני ככה מרגישה שאנחנו חיים ב...
I feel that we live in a place where we fight all the time even though we can be brothers but we put something on our eyes and do not want to see each other this is my intention in the poem so they do not translate it wrongly
وداع كطفل يغادر الرحمة ويقطع حبل سرته بأسنانه أمارس طقوس الوداع وفي جيب سروالي صراخ جدتي ومفتاح البيت العتيق أعيش على شظايا أحلام خلفها أنبياء الشرق الجديد للساتجين حيلة إلى اللاشيء على سطح فكرة اسمها العودة حرية سأمضغ قيدي أحرق الظلام والقيود ألحق ما هرب مني أختبئ داخلي أحكني ألوكني وأعيش فكل ما في يتنفس أيتها السماء أعلنت الفرار إليك أنا قادمة فقد رحل الوجع عن شراييني אני חושבת, ופחות או יותר פיתוחה מזה, אם אנחנו רוצים כפלסטינים שינוי, השינוי יהיה ממש מהנשים הפלסטיניות.
I think, and more or less sure, that if we as Palestinians want a change, it will be caused by Palestinian women. Palestinian women release themselves. They can generate the freedom we have been looking for a long time. As long as Palestinian women feel trapped, this entire area will remain in prison. The change will actually start from the women. I see that for most of us, the woman is everything. She is everything. She must be everything.
האישה היא כל דבר. היא לא רק חצי החברה, כמו שאומרים, או חלק. היא הכל, היא חייבת להיות את הכל. בגלל שהאישה הפלסטינית עוברת דבר מאוד מאוד קשה. כל הכיבוש שאנחנו עוברים בו, עובר על האישה, על האישה בדרגה ראשונה.
Because the Palestinian woman is going through something very, very difficult. All the occupation that we pass here passes on the woman on first degree. When a man cannot work because of the occupation, he expels the violence on the woman. So the woman pays a price. When a woman cannot work because of the occupation as well, then she also pays a price for herself. When society prevents women from learning, this also prevents us from being liberated and from seeking freedom. Without the woman learning, there's no point in life at all. There's no meaning to life, no meaning to freedom, no freedom without woman.
אם תמשיך ישראל למנוע מהפלסטיניות להקים עמותות פלסטיניות נשית
If Israel continues to prevent Palestinian women from establishing women's associations, then oppression continues. The occupation continues. Israel knows that as long as the Palestinian woman is surrounded by all sorts of chains, the occupation continues. So the woman is the solution. She's the key to everything. That's how I see it.
כאן אנחנו צריכות התקוממות אמיתית. אנשים צריכות להתקומם על החברה.
Here we need a real uprising. Women have to rebel against society. Men, male domination, anything masculine that wants to suppress them. They have to rebel against it. Otherwise we have no solution or change. How will it take place? I think through a woman with another woman. One woman should push another depressed woman, not to stand against her. An able woman, I'm sure she can save a suffering woman, and then the change begins.
אישה צריכה לדחוף אישה שהיא מדוקת, לא לעמוד נגדה. אישה שהיא יכולה, אני בטוחה, שהיא יכולה לקחת, להציל אישה שהיא ממש סובלת. ואז מתחיל השינוי. אז אני קוראת או אני מעבירה מסר כאן לנשים הפלסטיניות. מי שמרגישה...
I convey a message here to the Palestinian women. She who feels a strong power that can make a change, go to a place where women need her help.
כל עוד שיש אישה פלסטינית שהיא מתקוממת ועושה שינוי, אז רוצים לדכא אותה.
The more it feels that a Palestinian woman is outraged and makes a change, so follows her oppression. In my case, and that of Ahmed Tamimi, they saw that she was still small, still a little girl. She had strength. She gave power to the world. She made a change, a revolution. The whole world rebelled for her. The government, the occupation, really wanted to repel her. At first, when I was arrested, the prosecutor began to say that I was a poet and had a social status. But when the support from abroad started to flow in from all over the world, she started to press it and say that I was not a poet. They did not think it would provoke. They did not imagine when they put my poem in the indictment that it would do something in some countries. I think they still do not know the power of the Palestinian woman.
כל תקופה יש אישה שנותנת משהו לחברה הפלסטינית, שמביאה מאבק, מעבירה אותו לחול, והיא כאילו מפתיעה את ישראל, את הכיבוש. ההפתעה הזו, זאת שישראל לא יודעת איך לעמוד בזה.
In every period, there's a woman who gives something to the Palestinian society. She is bringing a struggle that is transferred to the world. She seems to be loathing Israel, the occupation. The surprise is that Israel does not know how to handle it. I think so. They always think that a Palestinian woman, Palestinian society is very traditional. If they arrest and repress her, it will deter the whole society.
יש משהו שקוראים לזה אסור, حرام عيب بوشا هم חושבים שזה ככה אבל יש כאילו אנשים הם נפלו בידיים של נשים לפעמים אני הייתי בכלא אני חייתי עם אסירות
There's something called harem shame it worked for them at a certain time I was in prison with female political prisoners I know that there are many women who are oppressed by the society by men by occupation by everything That's what I think worked for them. But all that comes from women who are strong. They did not think about it. They did not think that this woman would stay strong. They thought I was going to break up, for example. Every time we see a woman with a personality and amazing character that can make a real change.
You're listening to Darin Tatur, Poem on Trial, recorded, edited, and produced by Meira Asher, voice over by Antje Gri, featuring music by Korn, AGF, David Oppenheim, Dror Feiler, Anneline Drocourt, Feral Mind featuring Claudia Wegener, Wild Anima featuring Selma Zgidi, Valerie Vivankos featuring Bernard Clark and Dinah Bird, Phil Will, Rim Bana, Maruda featuring Monia R, Nasir Shama, Floyd Crouchy, and Meir Asher. Some of this music and more can be found on the Solidarity album Poem on